I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Craig Chi is celebrating the release of his new CD, Life in the Key of Chi, produced by Tyler Fortier. It places his ukulele playing in some non-traditional contexts of songwriting and performance. He'll hold a CD release concert at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene on Friday, November 29th, with Tyler Fortier playing as well, along with Sarah Mazel and Tyler Bradley Morin. We're joined in the KLCC studios by Craig Chi and Sarah Mazel, both armed with ukuleles. Nice to see you.
Hello, nice to see you, Eric.
Two ukuleles, that's dangerous, I think.
It is.
Two very different ukuleles, too, but we'll talk about that later. What's the first song you want to play for us?
Let's do a song called Lips.
All right.
Yeah.
Smother the sun. A tease in her voice lets me know she's mine, at least until the next guy in line. Today I let my heart go free away where the water lilies roam. Today I fill my mind with you and hope that you'll stay. Like a moth's deadly flight into the light. My mind goes blank when she calls my name. I blush with this little taste of fame. Today, I let my heart go free away where the water lilies roam. Today, I fill my mind with you and hope that you'll stay.
Craig Chi, live in the KLCC studios with Sarah Mazel on a version of Lips that appears on Craig's new CD, Life in the Key of Chi. They will be performing a CD release concert at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene on Friday, November 29th. Well, you two are both playing ukulele, but you're playing very different ukuleles. For those listening who cannot see through the radio dial, maybe you should describe these very different instruments that you have. Why are they so different?
Well, we're both playing ukuleles created by a man named Michael Da Silva, based out of Berkeley. And he knew that our styles differ immensely, and he created instruments that really kind of match our sound. So because I like to be really bright and cut through, especially when I'm playing with, you know, my bandmates here in Eugene, where I need to have a brighter sound to kind of cut through. He made mine especially bright and very, very responsive. With Sarah, oh, Sarah could describe hers.
Mine, actually, I typically play jazz, actually, on the ukulele. And so I wanted a more warm, mellow tone from my instrument. And so for mine, I actually do not have a sound hole in the front of the instrument. It's actually a side port that
That's
faces
so fancy.
Me. Yes. So it's like my very own monitor. But the other thing, too, that I do differently than Craig is that I tune my ukulele with a low G so that I have a little bit more bass in my playing.
Well, those differences, I would think, would help you to be able to play together, since otherwise
yes.
the instruments and sound might be too similar.
Yeah. No, I think that's part of what makes, when we first started working together, I think that's really one of the things, besides the different voicings that we use, is the fact that our ukes are so distinct and different.
Let's talk about the record a little bit here. It's a different context than Two Ukuleles Live in the Studios, and you were produced by Tyler Fortier, who's a fine songwriter and producer here in Eugene in his own right.
Who is that?
No. he's some dude. He's some guy that sends out obscene texts, as I recall.
Yeah.
Talk about what you wanted to create when you went into the studios with Tyler to make this new release.
But, I mean, working with Tyler has definitely changed how I approach my songs that I write. It's been incredible. Kind of being part of that process and seeing him work and his vision for what he had in mind with the instrument and with my songwriting. Because the hard thing is, I mean, with the popularity of the ukulele right now, for me, I didn't want to be known for playing like Hawaiian music or, you know, the reggae stuff so much. And he shared that vision where the ukulele can be taken into a totally different genre and make it a lot more approachable and fun. So,
you've studied with a couple of other ukulele masters, including Jake Shimabukuro from the islands, mm-hmm. who's taken it into places that it's never gone before. Yeah. What did you learn from Jake that's carried over into your playing?
Oh, man. He was one of the first people, you know, as I was growing up that we watched and saw him develop, that he did not play the ukulele like a toy. I mean, he really took it as serious as a cello player, you know, in the orchestra. He would sit down and approach it the same way. So when I studied under him, it was that same kind of approach where it was based on this hierarchy of music, not just, you know, the instrument itself.
I remember having a conversation with him in which we talked about limitations and how most of the limitations were really perceived and not real. I presume that strikes a chord with you as well.
Yes.
So that's how have you heard that creep into your playing as a result of internalizing that?
Oh, man. Well, luckily, I worked with them near the beginning of my ukulele playing. I grew up playing piano and cello. And I was lucky enough to take lessons when he was still offering them, you know, group lessons and all that kind of stuff. And it definitely made me want to create my own. It was the challenge and the joy of actually arranging things differently or trying a different approach to it.
Craig G, live in the KLCC studios with Sarah Maisel, and also live with a CD release concert for Life in the Key of Chi, November 29th at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. What's the next song you want to play for us here?
I want to make Sarah sing a song,
oh.
I think.
Love it.
I do want to mention that, you know, I'll have Milo Foltz on bass with us that night and Theo Hoppert on drums. I mean, it's going to be a great party. There's going to be some special guests that I'm going to, for once, keep my mouth shut and actually make it a surprise. So, yeah. It's going to be fun. Okay.
All right.
No.
They say that the moon will shine down upon you when you say in your Hawaiian way, I love you too. But the stars tonight, when I hold you tight, seem to say in your Hawaiian way, I love you too. As the trade winds gently blow your hair, so I can treasure each moment that we share. But tonight belongs to you and the high. When you say in your Hawaiian way, I love you too.
All right, Craig.
She and Sarah Maisel, joined by Actual Trade Winds, there live in the KLCC studios. They'll be live at Sambon's Garage in Eugene this Friday, November 29th, in celebration of Craig Chi's new CD, Life in the Key of Chi, produced by Tyler Fortier. Craig will also be teaching a workshop at Pacific Winds in Eugene on Tuesday, December 3rd. More on the show this Friday at sambons.com, and more on Craig Chi and his new release at craigchi.wordpress.com or on Bandcamp or iTunes, and more on Sarah Maisel as well at sarahmaisel.com. Well, the lead track on your new CD, Craig, is a song called Guilt with another guest on there. Tell us about Aldrin Guerrero and anything you'd like to say about this song before we close with a song from the CD.
I got the chance to work with Aldrin Guerrero in the last couple of years, and amazing guy, one of the founders of ukuleleunderground.com. A huge resource for ukulele, a lot of free stuff, but there's also a great membership program. Check it out, ukuleleunderground.com. Aldrin Guerrero is I don't want to swear.
He's awesome. He's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal. Yeah.
Another F word.
Yes.
He's rad. He's very rad. So check that out. But yeah, CraigChi.com works too for the website. And hope to see you guys on Friday.
And Guilt, what's Aldrin's contribution to Guilt here as we go into this song?
He's going to be doing the solos on this song.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in here.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
Sarah Maisel. Sarah Maisel and Craig Chi live in the KLCC studios here from Craig Chi's Life in the Key of Chi CD. This is Guilt with Aldrin Guerrero.
Just another thing that keeps me up today. I wish it was over, but our plans were never easy that way. You take everything you see. I can't believe what I say. Trying to find part of me I used to know. Things I lost and the ones we hurt, all in the name of love. 'Cause you take everything you see. I can't believe what I say. I hate wanting you.